Joining me here in studio is John Carroll with Special Kids, Special Families. And John, I know we talked earlier in the year kind of the impacts that COVID-19, all of 2020 had on the ongoing efforts over at the organization. And how are things going now as we're seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel?
Things are going well, Andrew. Thanks for having me back in. It has been a very busy summer over at Zach's Place. Had a lot going on. That's our program for children, 2.5 to 18 with disabilities. And the kids planted an amazing garden and are harvesting some of the crops. And we've done a lot of sprucing up inside. We've got a preschool program going on there. So it's been a fun time. And our adult program going strong. They did a garden as well. And, you know, gardening is a fun hobby. I was never any good at it, but some of our clients have proven to be to have very green thumbs, I guess you could say.
Exactly. There's always time to learn. You've got plenty of time yet. And, of course, John, if people aren't as intimately familiar as far as the great work you guys do at Special Kids, Special Families, let's just do a recap about the great programs you guys have to offer.
A number of programs just serving people with disabilities here in Southern Colorado. Zach's Place for Children is one of only two such child care centers for kids with disabilities in the state. The other one's in Fort Collins, so we're very busy there. And it is, you know, it's a great need in our community for parents who have a child with a disability. You can't just leave them with any babysitter, not even a family member. Sometimes it takes specialized care, and but those parents, those caregivers, they need a break, they need respite, they need to recharge their batteries, spend time with other siblings and take care of other needs. So it's comforting for them to know that there is a place where they can take their child and drop them off for an hour, 2 hours, maybe the whole day, and know that they're getting that specialized care and attention from our staff while they can deal with other needs in their lives. So that's what we're all about, is respite. Same with the adult program, too, a place that adults can come for the day, adults with special needs, and spend time with someone other than that familiar parent or caregiver that they see every day.
Well, and it builds that great support system and kind of network as well for other families, other people in similar walks of life to know that they've gotten on not only your resources, but just people out there going through the same thing as well, and have that well-built-in network.
There is a great network here in Southern Colorado. That's what I've learned. A lot of great organizations, agencies, serving people in our community that have special needs, intellectual, developmental disabilities. There is such a great need for that, and a lot of organizations working together to provide that need. And one of our other programs that's also been going strong is our child placement agency for kids in the foster care system. And we've gotten some great donations recently, gotten backpacks and back-to-school packages for kids and clothing, things that these children need in the foster system, because it can be very traumatic to be uprooted from your home and have to go stay with a total stranger. And so anything we can do to make that transition easier, we do our best.
Yeah, just have that sense of normalcy and kind of feeling that you're just like every other kid going to school, and that there's not all that turmoil in the background. And of course, all of these great programs, as you'd mentioned, have some donations, and really is not done on its own. It takes a lot to get this going, and that's where there's a way that individuals can help out while getting a little entertainment as well to help with the much-needed work you're doing throughout Southern Colorado.
Well, at Zach's Place, we do serve a lot of low-income, single-parent families who might not otherwise have a place for child care to go to, and we don't want to turn anyone away, so for those that have to pay, we charge on a sliding fee scale based on income. So often the program runs at a deficit. So that's why we have our big fundraiser coming up. It's our night of comedy. Our theme is Laugh Your Mask Off. And it's October 16th. It's a Saturday night at Hotel Elegante. Going to have an amazing three dinner option meal there. It's going to be steak, fish, or chicken. We're going to have a silent auction. I've been busy all year gathering some great items for that. And for our comedian, we're bringing in Josh Blue, who just appeared on America's Got Talent and was one of the semifinalists, did very well on there. He is going to be at our event at Hotel Elegante on October 16th.
Yeah, and what an inspiring comedian to have in. Of course, you know, he has his own disabilities that he's really, you know, partially used for comedy, but showing that really he's kind of come across from that as well and can really do anything that anyone else can.
Very funny guy. He has cerebral palsy and likes to say, he, you know, he puts the cerebral in palsy and makes it very... part of his act, like you said, but very funny guy. We are so excited to bring him to Colorado Springs. Tickets just $75 per person. You can get a table of eight, and all that information is on our website, sksfcolorado.org. You can get your tickets right there.
Awesome. Well, John, thank you so much for coming in, for everything you guys do. Again, the tickets are available now at sksf.org. And, of course, we'll have some tickets to give away, I believe, next week here on KRDO News Radio as well. So, John, thanks so much. Great to see you.
Andrew, thank you. Always good to see you, too.